Next 1073 Washington, D.C. and the Jack Diamond Morning Show at 735. Jimmy Alexander, Erica Hillary, Producer Blair, Lisa Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day. Bright sunshine, 92 again. Humidity a tad lower, a little bit of a breeze. Great day to go outside and maybe have lunch in the shade. Mm-hmm. The evening should be very pleasant. Amelia Serker is from the Washington area and is a finalist from season 11 of Food Network Star. Grew up right here in Reston, Virginia.
Right on.
Is a chef, is a former beauty pageant, has a great blog. Morning to you.
Hi, guys. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Now, I know you've been a listener for a long time. Thank you for that.
I have. I grew up in the area. You are like a hometown voice for us, so it's good to have you back now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You grew up in Reston.
Grew up kind of in D.C., then Arlington, and adult life in Reston. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And how did you find your way into the food world, first of all?
So my parents are just amazing in the kitchen, and food has been just our language at home. We're all foodies. And I was telling somebody the other day, the reason I became an actual professional chef was a catering fluke. I was at a wedding, and they forgot to hire a caterer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of important.
Yeah.
I listen, we have
real
the bouquet,
story.
We have the rings, we have no food.
Hashtag truth. They had all the food and nobody to cook it. So my parents and looked at each other and just stripped our wedding clothes off, put on cooking gear, and catered the wedding.
That's great.
And afterwards, as I was like, you know, the commander-in-chief in the kitchen, my parents were like, you better do this professionally or we're going to be really, really angry with you.
That's a great story. So did you decide at that point? Now, my son Ian is a chef.
I know, and he went to my culinary school.
Academy de Cuisine
right here in Gaithersburg.
And he loved it. I mean, the whole discipline of the French style of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that discipline, you can pretty much branch out and do most anything you want.
Yeah, and it's one of the top 10 schools in the nation. So it was rigorous and amazing. It was amazing.
It's not the sort of thing you do if, you know, I make a great grilled cheese. I think I'll go to Academy of Cuisine.
Yeah, no. They drill you, definitely.
That's the real deal.
You feel like a samurai.
So how did you find your way into television then from that?
Yeah, I kind of stumbled into it. I think my my transition into the Redskins and cooking for the Redskins gave me a little bit of more notoriety. And one day I just decided to pursue Food Network. And my best friend just threw me in a car and drove me up to Philly. And we did a casting for it. And all of a sudden, like, it happened and I was on TV. And I was like, oh, my God. How did that happen? I didn't know it would actually work out. I fooled everybody. And it's been just the best, craziest, most... it's made me grow more than anything in my entire life. So I've loved it. I'm so grateful.
How has being on television, being in a competitive show, caused you to grow?
So you have to be really comfortable in your own skin to be on TV, especially... reality. I mean, you know, air quotes reality.
Right.
Because it's you and you're trying to convey who you are through the TV screen to the audience. So if you're not comfortable with who you are, they smell it. They're like, nah, I don't like
it. No question.
Right? And I was really nervous. I was really, really, really nervous at the beginning. And that, I think, conveyed like a discomfort in my own skin.
Right.
So I had to really just, as Giada always says, we have to peel the layers of the onion away. And I really did. I had to work at it. And it made me grow up. I mean, I'm still adultish.
I like that, though. My son, Ian, the chef, still adultish.
Now,
you were the executive chef for the Redskins.
Well, I was the chief cooker. The pastry side, but pastry, people get confused, I think, sometimes with what pastry means. It was anything flour-based, so I did all of the pastas and the pizza doughs. And we were trying to incorporate a healthier cuisine, maybe, you know, use a whole wheat flour or a protein-based flour instead of white flour.
How'd that go over?
Well...
I can tell you how our 16-year-old responds to the whole wheat pasta.
Yeah. They, you know, some are super, super disciplined and they have to stay lean.
Sure.
But, you know, some
of the others would come in with Wendy's and chicken nuggets and french fries and a frosty.
Difference between a lineman and a receiver.
Bingo.
Right
bingo.
There.
But, you know what? They were just the sweetest guys, and they really became human to me, which was, you know, before they were just like these magic makers, like, oh my God, this is the Redskins. Yeah. I mean, you know, I grew up here, so they're my boys. I bleed burgundy and gold.
Listen, we do too, and, you know, the Wizards and Capitals, and our hope right now is on the Nationals and the Redskins for the year.
Yeah.
Sadly, the Wizards and Capitals season ended much too soon.
Yeah, it always does.
Wow, well, if you watch that Cleveland game last night, Cleveland took care of Boston handily.
Yes.
I got a feeling this one is going four games and done.
But so, every season, I start the season off knowing we are going to win. We're going to be the champion. I mean, we're taking it all away.
You have to believe it. And, I mean, if you don't, Amelia, you know, what's the point?
Right?
You know, that's what they call being a fan.
Yeah.
You're kind of fanatic and fanatical about their chances. All right, so we covered going to an Academy de Cuisine, being on the Food Network, season 11 of Food Network Star, cooking for the Redskins, and the beauty pageant. Where did where'd you have time for that?
Yeah, we don't really talk about that.
A little bit.
That was back in the day. So my dad is Irish, and there's this pageant in Ireland called the Rose of Tralee, and I just knew, kind of like, I became an Irish dancer because
River dance?
River dance.
Help me out here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was when I was younger. So I just kind of felt that's me.
It's a little hard to do in hiking boots.
That's very well done.
She's the chef of dance. Chef of the dance.
Lord of the. So the Irish pageant.
Yeah, so I did it for my dad. Again, I kind of accidentally won. I didn't expect to.
Accidentally won.
I was like, I am like awkward and not the kind of person who does beauty pageants. But the girls were so rad and so fun and strong and smart and, you know, talented. And I kind of got addicted to being around those kind of women. And so I continued doing pageants to hang out with really strong, cool chicks. And it was just a lot of fun. And then I was like, I'm not really good at this makeup and hair stuff, so I'm going to get out of here and put on a chef coat forever.
So all of these really interesting life events and experiences.
Yeah,
now you have this blog, CapitalQuirk.com, which is Amelia's blog.
I do some weird stuff.
Well, you talk everything from Food Network to iHeart DC to the Detox Retox.
Yeah, Detox Retox is my pop-up that we are bringing to the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, where we do yoga.
Mm-hmm.
I teach you how to cook. We eat. And then we just drink our faces off. Mm-hmm.
I will say, you are the thinnest chef I've ever met.
Yoga.
And, you know, most chefs, that's a bust ass job. I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
If you have ever been in a professional kitchen, I don't care how fancy or how, it is some of the hardest, most dedicated, most focused work. It's always hot in there. You want to get everything plated and out properly.
Yeah.
People don't realize you don't have time to, you taste almost everything, but
and
you don't have time to eat everything.
Well, that's the truth. And really the credit goes to the staff that never actually gets the visibility.
Absolutely.
Those are the people who really just, they make everything seamless for us.
Well, so I think you only have to eat it or Waffle House once and see how stressful it is. Very stressful. They're always fighting with each other.
Have you ever peeked in the kitchen like in an IHOP during one of their rushes? Oh my gosh. Now I realize it's pancakes and waffles and eggs, but still it has to come out right.
It's a sport.
Aggressive. That's a great way to
be aggressive for sure. And have thick skin because, you know, you'll be in the middle of fighting in the kitchen about something. And then after service, you just have to forget about it and move on.
What do you think of the celebrity chefs of the world? We're big fans of, Guy Fieri. I know that, Guy. Chef Jeff.
Michelle Richard.
Well, Michelle.
Any of these celebrity restaurants.
Like Jose Andres, like those kind of people.
No!
I don't know who you're talking about.
The Rancic
Hell's Kitchen. Come on.
Gordon Ramsay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. The most famous chef on earth, and nobody could roll that out for me.
He would be berating you right now if you were here.
I would be. What kind of question was that?
Exactly.
You idiot.
I mean, he's amazing.
About him?
Well, I mean, he's Michelin star category amazing, which is just the top of the top of the top. So
he's
in a different category. You know, he's an expert. He's disciplined. He's also brilliant. He has a way of balancing. You know, I mean, chefs are artists. So
yes.
Sometimes thin line between genius and crazy crosses
no question.
Over to the crazy side a lot.
A lot of emotion there, a lot of passion.
Yeah,
he wants it right. He doesn't want it to go out, you know, improperly plated or improperly done. Those shows have so much. Do really good chefs come out of those kind of shows?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, really good chefs are in those shows, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's becoming so competitive. You really have to be fine-tuning your craft every day. And you have to love it. You really do.
Well, the fact that we have a food network, and it's 24/7, 365 food, and some of the most popular shows are the competitive shows. Have we found people sitting at home that said, I can do that, that just show up and end up being world-class chefs? Or does it require that really formal schooling to get there?
Yeah. Now, before it became really, really popular, I think that was a little bit more likely. Now, if you haven't gone to culinary school, you better be owning your own restaurant and be a professional chef for like the last 10 or 15 years.
Because the business of it is so important. It isn't just having a great recipe or having a great deal of skill and putting ingredients together.
Yeah.
The front of house, the business end of it is
critical.
It can be crushing.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the best chefs, sadly, didn't know the business end, and that was that.
And it's kind of like hazing. If you haven't been hazed in a professional kitchen, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. Right. I mean, you really need to spend that time in, you know, in the fire, on the line, getting your ass kicked.
My son, Ian, after graduating from the Academy de Cuisine, where you went to school, cooked for Michelle Richard at Citronelle, and David, his sous chef, she went on about getting your butt kicked in the kitchen. But he loved it. He was brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
He was here
hilarious.
Shortly before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was just such a great personality, such a great chef, and he ran a great kitchen.
Beloved.
Yeah.
Beloved, yeah.
Well, what's next for you?
DC. So we're going to be
doing... The season premieres
Sunday.
June 4th, right?
Well, this Sunday, we've got the premiere of Comeback Kitchen.
Yes.
So it's my comeback to Food Network star. There's going to be a lot more on Food Network, so I'm really excited. Can't tell you too much about it, but it'll keep coming out this year. And then Detox Retox, we're just going to bring the judgment-free zone all over D.C., Virginia, Maryland, and
that's the
yoga,
greatest thing
eat and drink.
Ever.
Right? Yogi, foodie, boozy.
Oh, man.
If you want to follow Amelia Sirker, you can go to capitalquirk.com. What's your other social media? What's your Twitter and your Facebook?
Chef Amelia Sirker.
Right.
But all of it links to one another, so it's pretty easy to find. Chef Amelia Sirker or Capital Quirk, because, you know, I'm born and raised in the nation's capital, and I'm quirky as beep.
Yeah.
Aren't we all? Let's go cook. Let's go
eat.
It's great having you here. Wonderful meeting you.
So good to be here.
Stay in touch with us. Good luck on the season.
Shall.
And, you know, we would love to come out and say, are you cooking anywhere? Are you?
Yeah, well, in the pop-up, I'm cooking and teaching. So it's kind of a collaboration.
Don't have a restaurant here, though, right now.
No, not yet.
Let's work on that.
Oh, we're working on it.
All
definitely.
Right.
I would have brought you guys food, but I listened to my dog on the way out, and she said I would like to eat the quiche, so unfortunately, I'm so sorry. Next time.
What kind of dog?
Pug. Fat pug.
Ate the quiche?
So.
Mix 107.3. It's 7:50 in Washington, D.C.